You're listening to Australia's number one tech podcast. Every week, join hosts Brad and Jason here on the Tech Webcast. Download our iPhone app, follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and visit us online at techwebcast.info. Here are your hosts, Brad and Jason.
Oh, hello, everybody. I am not Jason. I am Brian Boer, living in America. And this is a special episode of Tech Webcast on Wednesday, March 7th, 2012. We are just discussing about the post-Apple announcement of the new iPad. It is not iPad 3, not iPad HD, just the new iPad. That is it. And Brad is here. Hi,
hey.
Brad.
Hey, what's up? What's up, mate?
Not much. What do you think?
What do I think? I love it.
About the new iPad.
I love it. I think anything by Apple...
Does it make you want to just rush out and get one?
No, not really, because I don't really need one. No. But anyone who doesn't have an iPad, I say go get one.
Okie dokie. I'll be right over there in a few minutes.
Good on you.
Oh, wait, I don't have $500.
No, you don't. That's the problem. But anyway...
You do have... Here.
But anyway, I know that Jay doesn't have one, but I know she needs to get one.
Yeah, and $500 is a little bit deceptive, don't you think?
Well,
like,
yeah.
You know, starting at $499 if you want the one that has 16 gigabytes and only has Wi-Fi. But then again, if you want to put more movies on there or you actually want to connect through a 3G network, it might cost you a little bit more.
Hmm. It probably will.
My biggest
the Wi-Fi model is good for people who just leave it at home. You know, you don't take it anywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, but isn't the idea for it to be mobility and being able to access from anywhere?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can bring it on
vacation, and you know,
it's got a built-in hotspot. You know, yeah, it's got a built-in hotspot. You can connect your iPhone to it, and that sort of thing, and you can use it as like a modem, and then off you go.
Assuming I've already made a choice of the color, right?
Yep.
You know, versus black versus white. You know, it's not like it comes in a rainbow. So I've made a choice of color, and now I want to decide: do I get the four, or the iPad 2 or the new iPad? What would you guys suggest? What are the things I would be looking at?
What exactly do you want to do with a mobile
device? I'm not sure. I haven't had one, so
If you haven't had one, I'd just say just go get the new one. It's come out today. That's what I would do.
It's announced today.
Oh, yeah, 16. Yeah, that's what I mean. It can't be announced, but you know, I would just go order one now.
Well, you guys are my experts. Tell me, what are my considerations between the? Because there's a dollar difference between the old one and the new one. Why would I elect to get the newer one versus the older one?
So you can laugh at the people who have the old one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good
From
point.
From a tech standpoint, I meant.
It's all the same. The iPad is all the same. All it is just a better display, better camera, and does 4G.
If you're 4G. Just going to use it for web browsing, email, and, you know,
that sort of thing.
Basic web stuff, then
just get the iPad too.
Really not much of a difference.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. But, you know, if she hasn't had an iPad before, I'd say get the new iPad. Just go order it right now.
Go and order it. So how big of a hard drive do I want?
You probably get a 32, I reckon. Depends on how many apps you want to get.
Yeah.
Put it this way, I had to get a 32 iPad too because the 16 was filling up too fast.
Okay.
So...
And the 32 seemed about right?
Big pun?
The 32 seemed about right?
Yeah, for me.
Or do you wish that you had gotten the 64?
No, 32 is good for me. Peter, what size do you have? What about you, Peter? Welcome, by the way.
I've got the 16 gigabyte Wi-Fi iPad 2.
Okay, cool, man. And you like it?
I love it.
And you're not going to upgrade to the new one?
Well, you know, I just spent $500 in this, and it's already devalued $100 with the release of the new one. Mm. But, you know, apart from the Retina display, which, you know, you got to remember, what are you using this for? If it's your prime computing platform, then I understand why you'd want to have the enhancements as far as the display and the processor are concerned. But if you're using this as a secondary environment just to read messages and interact in social media, I mean, in all honesty, even the iPad 1 is fine. But no, I'm definitely not going to be getting the new one. There's no reason, especially after just purchasing.
You know, I watched the HD movie on my iPad 2. It looks fine. Looks great on the iPad 2. We're watching an HD movie.
Yeah,
looks
of course
fine.
You're only getting 768 lines of resolution. Yeah.
Oh well, who cares? I don't care. You know, that really doesn't really bother me. But you know, for the people who doesn't have an iPad, I said just go get the new one.
Yeah.
So I say anyway.
For me, I don't have one. I'd get one, the new one, because then that keeps me, you know, current. Therefore, you know, whatever software updates they do will probably carry on for another 2 years. You know, so I have basically like at least a 3-year investment, because unless they suddenly, you know, next year design something, you know, that has, you know, the 3D hologram that you can put, Princess Leia on and says, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope and stuff. But it's really hard to say. But
That's an interesting point, because I guess my next question would be, were there any things that were projected to be in the new iPad that are disappointing because they're not there?
No, not really. Not in my book, anyway. It's all good. What about you, Brian?
Let's see. The Retina display was predicted. LTE was predicted. That's gonna help. People in the field that need a computer and don't want to carry around a laptop. Mm. But
anyway, what about you, Vincent? Are you there, mate?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the new iPad?
It's all good and well to say, you know, you should just go in and get the new one, but I think Jody's concerned about the price differences.
And, well, not really. You know, it's only $1 different, though.
If it's not required, you know, for what you want to do with it, why would you pay hundreds of dollars more? So I'm not sure about suggesting everyone go out and get the new one. Mm. For me, there's not really any incentive to get one. I've already got one, you know, so there's no incentive for me to upgrade to the newer one. I've got a 16 gig iPad 2. For me, I would like more space, so I'd be considering buying an iPad 2 with 64 gigs, perhaps, yeah, if I were Jody, because that would, I'd get a lot more bang for my buck buying an iPad 2 than I would getting a new iPad.
Well, I don't know. I thought you would get more for your. I thought you would get better value for your money if you get the new one.
It'll cost you a lot more, and you won't get as much space for the same price.
How much is the 64?
I don't know what all the prices are.
See, $499, $599, $699 for just the Wi-Fi models, and then you add $129.
And in the last 24 hours alone, the iPad 2 has dropped at least $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possibly more. So you could pick up an iPad 2 really cheap now.
So what would be the comparison of an iPad 2 with a 64 gig versus an iPad 3 with a 32 gig? And I'd like to hear from each of you. Which one would you pick? Brad, which one would you choose? The 32 on the new one or the 64 on the old one?
New one.
What about you, Brian?
I would at least go with the new one, 32, because I think 32 is plenty enough room for me. You know, I have a 32 gig iPod Touch, the fourth generation, and you know, but with taking out all the music and stuff, you know, that's plenty big. But you also should look into refurbished models, especially from Apple, because they're supposed to be like really, really good. Because refurbished gets a new battery and a new shell, and I think they replace the glass too. And you can get, like I see on their website, you can get a 16 gig white iPad 2 for $349. So, you know, it's $50 less, but.
Would you do that, or would you go for the brandy new one?
Brand new one.
I'd go.
I would just go do it, Jody. Just go buy. Just go get the new one. I would. Peter, what's your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the new one or the old one?
Well, if I was going to purchase one, you know, it really depends on what you want to do and what your budget is.
Well, if you didn't have the iPad 2, would you get the new one?
Well, if I had that amount of money to spend, yeah. I mean, you never want to buy yesterday's technology, but if you already have today's technology, you should be fine with that.
Exactly right.
In terms of which I would buy, when you're making this kind of investment, if it's something you're going to hold on to, it's definitely worth the money to get the 64 gigabyte version. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get the 64 of the iPad 2, or would you go with a 32 of the new version?
Well, Apple is only now selling is it the 16 or the 32? I think it's the 16 gigabyte version of the iPad 2. So you won't be able to buy the 32 or 64 varieties directly from Apple. You could buy remaining stock from other vendors.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, let's see. We'll let her think about it. See what happens. So, Vincent, what are your thoughts about the new iOS update? Hang on, Brian, just cut over you, mate. What's your thoughts on the new update, mate? On the new iOS update?
For me?
Yeah.
I have not been able to download it yet, since for one thing I have a jailbroken iPad or iPod. So, but, I mean, the biggest thing that I've heard that they added Japanese Siri. So.
Yeah, that's great. I love Japanese people.
Yeah.
What about you, Vincent?
I haven't looked at it lately, so.
What about you, Vincent? What's your view on the new update, mate?
Oh, I think it's brilliant. Another reason not to get a new iPad. because you're getting all of this whiz-bang new stuff for nothing. I love it. Some of the features that I'm really excited about, probably the biggest one would be GarageBand.
Yep, I agree. Definitely.
I've been using GarageBand on the iPod Touch, and I love it. I think it's just such one of the best app, to be honest, that I've got. And one thing it's been really annoying me is that I haven't been able to use, there's no strings. And I went through the App Store on the weekend looking for apps that had strings, because I needed to create an accompaniment to a piano recording that I was making. But I had no violin. I had no actual violin in my house. So I thought, you know, GarageBand, but it doesn't have any strings at all. And I couldn't find an app anywhere in the iStore that had a violin or cello or any strings. So I very quickly got into the GarageBand and checked it all out. And it's mind-blowing. It's brilliant. It's excellent. So there's that. But then in addition to that, there's the SoundCloud capabilities. And I've been using SoundCloud to upload all my GarageBand songs too anyway. So this is perfect for me.
Definitely.
The other thing is the ability to jam with others on Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Now that is just like, that's like the holy grail of musicians online, and has been for 10, 15 years or since the internet came about. Was, you know, we've been looking for ways to jam with each other.
You have to be in the same room, don't you, when you do that, don't you?
I don't think so. I don't see why it's not worldwide.
Really? Shit. How's that going to work then? I thought it'd be better if you were in the same room.
This is the thing. For musos, it's always been latency. Even Google Hangouts can't handle the latency, and it only takes a second of difference.
Well, we'll have to try that one day then, Vincent. Try to see how it works, mate.
Well, absolutely. I'll definitely be trying it.
Yeah, what about you?
There's a whole world full of musos out there just itching to do this.
For sure. What about you, Jacob? What's your view on the new iPad, mate?
It looks pretty good. From my point of view, but I don't need one.
You have the iPod Touch?
Yep, that's good enough for me.
Yep. And what about you, Peter? Before we finish this up.
You know, I'm good where I am with the iPad 2, and I hope folks enjoy the new iPad.
I agree. Yeah, enjoy your new iPad, JD. Okay. That's great.
My audio is crashing. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Brian, last words, mate, before we go.
I was going to say, you know, you look at Apple's website for refurbished, and I believe what should be eventually a clearance, and you can get, you know, a good discount on some Apple stuff new.
So. Definitely, definitely. All right, well, you can follow me on Twitter at Brad Odds and Tech Webcast. Brian, where can they find you, mate?
Modern Day Comps or Brian Boer on Twitter.
Sweet. Peter, where can they find
you,
mate?
One is fine.
Just Google Peter G. McDermott, McDermott.
All right, Jacob, where can they find you, mate?
The Podcast Overlord.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy your iPads.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out Tech Webcast on blip.tv and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes to make sure you always have the latest episode at your fingertips. Tech Webcast, Tech Talk for geeks.